Hi, Belladonna Took. Jaina? Jaina, I'm so sorry. I put a placeholder on your names 9 days ago and it completely escaped me. So, better late than never, I suppose. Here you go. October Astrid Moon. I'm a big fan of October. I have it in one of my favourite combos, Artemisia Cecily October. And I do like it as a first name. I always feel a little nervous about month names because children are so mean, but also it's such a beautiful name and I think you'll be fine. I like that, unlike some, like Tuesday is an unusual day name, but it feels a little like quirky and offbeat, whereas October has a more magical feel to it. It's very rich and enchanting. That is a theme throughout your names, generally. I like Astrid a lot. I think I'm more of an Astra person myself, but I know that the names are completely unrelated, but I like Sigrid a lot, and I think the Rid, which is fair, I think that's what it means, because I think Sigrid is fair victory, and Signa is new victory. Yes, so the Rid must be fair. I like Astrid a lot, and I think it does fit your vibe. Moon is lovely. I'm always skeptical of like mixing numbers of middles, so I like two middles, and you've got one two middle combo and lots of one middle combos, but hey, to each their own. October Astrid Moon flows beautifully. Maybe if I had to make a complaint, it would be that October Moon is a little bit descriptive. It's just, you know, there. But Astrid breaks it up. It's very beautiful. It's very dark and enchanting. Nessa Eowyn. Nessa makes me think of Nessa Rose from Wicked, the musical. And I do like it. I really like that sort of sibilant S sound. But it does feel a little mismatched, I suppose. Well, your style is quite eclectic. So I suppose it doesn't matter. I'm not sure about the combo because whilst they're quite well matched stylistically, Nessa Eowyn, like there's a clear glottal stop in there. So the flow isn't perfect. I like Eowyn though. Tolkien names, can't go wrong. I like the EO at the start. It's visually appealing and the whole combo is sort of misty and fun, and I can very much see it. It seems like the name of a child I might meet. So I am a fan. I'm just not sure about the flow. Sorry, I dropped my phone. Rose Serenity. This one feels very much the outlier. I like Rose a lot, but I don't love it. I know a lot of, lots of roses, lots of roses, lots of rosemaries, and they all inevitably go by Rose or Rosie. So it's pretty, and I think Serenity's in the top 100 in the US. It's pretty, it just feels a little bit less sparkly than the others. I'm also not sure about the blending of the Rose Serenity. I think both with Rose Serenity and Nessa Eowyn, they would benefit from, well, a first middle, another middle name put in between them would help the flow, and maybe for Rose Serenity, build it more into that magical vibe that so many of your others have. It is pretty though, it just isn't so much for me. Although Serenity makes me think of Firefly, and that's a good thing. Eve Belladonna. I'm a big fan. When I came onto Nameberry, I was vehemently anti-Eve. I just didn't get the appeal. I'm still not really a fan of Evie, but I've definitely turned around on Eve. It's lovely, and although, like Rose, it's a classic, one-syllable, much more refined girl's name than so many of your others, it's got that evening feel. Eve, to me, is a lot more classic and neutral and black and white. So I think it's a lot more fitting, a lot more versatile.